Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Obviously, a fairly exciting time right now, culmination of a lot of work. But tell us what's happening and tell us a little bit about the anthology.
Yes, it is a very busy time for us right now. The anthology will be in hand, hopefully, December 5th. That's what NMU Press is telling us. So we'll be actually launching the book this week. We have two reading presentations, one here in Marquette on the campus of Northern Michigan University in Jamrich 105 from 7 to 10 this Wednesday, the 30th. And then we travel down state to Mount Pleasant to the Zeebwing Center of Anishinaabe Culture and Lifeways in Mount Pleasant for another launch and reading on Friday, December 2nd, from 4 in the afternoon until 6. So when we have a different group of readers, one from downstate area that'll be reading for us in Mount Pleasant, and a group of writers who are contributed to the anthology here from in the UP at our November 30th reading in on the campus here. So we're looking forward to both of those.
What exactly, when folks show up, what can they expect to hear and what can they expect as far as what's going on?
Well, April organized a couple of drums for us. So we're actually going to have drummers and singers at both locations to lead into it. And then folks from who are contributed to the anthology will actually read their pieces, poetry, nonfiction, fiction. We'll also have artwork in PowerPoint displays that is featured in the anthology up on the large screens and at both locations. So folks can see the artwork that will be displayed also in the anthology.
Now, it's a collaboration between the Center for Native American Studies at Northern and also the NMU Press, and there was also some involvement with a grant from the Michigan Humanities Council. But I imagine in the title it kind of explains it, that Great Lakes Native America Now. You wanted to present a work that gave contemporary views from Native writers and authors.
Yes, we have long felt that folks don't understand who Indians are in contemporary Michigan and elsewhere for that matter, but our focus is the state of Michigan, and we would like our neighbors in Michigan to know us better as Indian contemporaries.
Grace, you said it's about 7 o'clock until 10, so it's a full night, actually, of information and really education and outreach is what this really seems to me all about.
Yes, it is outreach. We expect listeners and viewers to come from all over the Upper Peninsula. I've been receiving a lot of emails from contributors and their family members and folks associated with the project and those who've just heard about it through various and sundry advertising and publicity who are planning to come, and we are looking forward to a large crowd.
You talk about getting the message out about contemporary Native American life. What are some of the topics, some of the writings about?
Well, they really range a lot of different historical topics, even though it's a contemporary gathering of voices. There's boarding school, Indian Native American boarding school, all kinds of issues, social issues that impact life in Michigan for Indian people nowadays, poetry and nonfiction and fiction that touch on a lot of subjects of concern for Indians in contemporary Michigan today.
How long has this project been in the making?
I've been working on it for 2.5 years now. Okay. I wrote a grant beginning about 2.5 years ago, and then it was funded, and then NMU Press came on board, and so we've had quite a long go of it so far. It's been in the making for a long time, it seems.
Now, when you do an anthology like this, what was the process of getting the writers together?
Well, that was a call for submissions that we sent out via many different avenues through email, mostly. Actually, hard copies that we mail to alumni and lots of folks, several huge mailing lists that we own through the Center for Native Studies. And so people got hard copies of the call for submission, too. And we received over 200 submissions. And from those 200, chose 80-some to be in the book. So it went, and that was a difficult process that a group of scholars, from 7 scholars from Northern Michigan University and an elder from the community, sat meeting after meeting and sorted through these, read them, and decided. And we really let a lot go that we didn't want to. It was painful in that regard.
Well, that could mean anthology too one day.
That's what people are saying to me.
And you're saying, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go right ahead. Somebody else take the lead on this one. Grace, if you would run us through Wednesday, because it's a full evening, like I said, of information for people and some enlightenment, I'm sure. It starts at 7 o'clock, and where are we doing this?
Yes, it begins at 7 o'clock, 105 Jamrich, on the campus of Northern Michigan University.
And folks can expect probably a wide variety of writings and readings.
Absolutely. There will be poetry. There will be nonfiction. There will be fiction. There will be viewing of baskets that have been made by folks from downstate, and a lot of arts and crafts that are in PowerPoint presentations that'll be run, you know, in the background so people can see the images that will come out in the book, and we're really looking forward to it.
Is there a charge for this, or are you just opening the doors?
Free and open to the public. You are all invited.